includes the listeners and the speakers as well, who are able to come Thursday, would be very much appreciated.
Right. Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
So here we are, Parshas B'chukosai. And B'chukosai begins on a very beautiful note, the continuation of the Parsha is the Teichacha, and tremendously, what seems at first sight, tremendously negative statements about what will happen if the Yidden do not keep Hashem's Torah. And so the problem of negative things happening, whether it's happening because one can see Yidden served Avodah Zorah, so they were attacked by whatever country it was, as we see in Tanakh, or sometimes there is no easy rationale. Why did this happen? So that is a constant part of our history. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu asked about that. Sefer Iyov is all about that. And in the Teichacha itself, actually not the one which is in B'chukosai, but the one that's in Kisavoy, there's an interesting story that the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch of Chabad, Rabbi Shneur Zalman, he was the Baal Kore in the shul when he was at home in Lyozna, Lyadi, whichever town he was living in then. And 1 week when it was Parshas Kisavoy, he was away. And another person read the Klolos in Kisavoy. The Mittler Rebbe, who was then a little boy of 11 or 12, and he understood Loshon Kodesh perfectly, he was shocked, absolutely shocked, to hear what was being laid in the Torah.
Yeah? He was a grandchild.
No, he's the son. The son of the Alter Rebbe.
Oh, the son said it was a grandchild.
Yeah. So he's the son of the Alter Rebbe. He was absolutely shocked. In fact, it made him feel ill. He was very sensitive. It made him feel ill. So people said to him, look, last year you heard the same part of the Torah. You understood it last year as well. What bothers you? He said, when the Tata leint, hat sich nicht kein Klolos. When my father leins, you don't hear it as curses. You hear it in a different way. Now, how are we able to hear it in a different way? That's the question. So in order to help us deal with this question, I thought we would look at Perek Kof Vov of Tanya. So if you look at the page, it's got Lamed Gimel on the top, and it begins Perek Kof Vov. First of all, the Alter Rebbe, this is from the Alter Rebbe, Rebbe Shneur Zalman, he wants to tell us how important it is to be in Simcha. Whatever happens, to be in Simcha. So, Bram kagoindo tzorich loidoi klal gadol. I have to tell you a great klal gadol, a general principle. And he gives a very interesting moshel. Ki kamoisha nitzochen lenatzeach doba gashmi. Just as the victory when two people are fighting, kagoin shnei anoshim, two men, hamis abkim ze im ze, they're wrestling together. Lahapil ze ze, each one wants to try and throw the other one down to the ground. Hineim ha'echad hu ba'atzlus u'chvedus. If one of them is slow, lazy, heavy, slow, yunutach bekal, he will easily be conquered. V'yipol, he'll fall down, he'll be thrown. Gam im hu gibor yoisim chaveroi. Even if he's actually stronger than the other person. It's interesting, the martial arts, they teach this whole idea that it's a matter of how quick you are, not how strong you are, and the person who's quick, he's able to win the battle. So this is all a martial. What's the nimshal? Kocho mamash v'nitzochen ha-yetzer. Similarly with the nitzochen, to conquer the yetzahara. It's impossible to conquer it with laziness or slowness and heaviness. Hanim shochus, which come me'atzus, from melancholy, feeling miserable. V'timtum halev ke'evan, the heart feeling stopped up like a stone, it can't feel anything. Ki'im b'zrizas, only with zrizas, hanim sheches misimcha upsichas halev, which comes from simcha, the heart being open, v'taharosai, the heart feels pure, mikol nidnu daiga ve'etzev ba'olam. It hasn't got a scrap of any kind of worry, any kind of gloom at all. And the heart, which is an innocent, happy heart, that's the person who's able to battle against his Yetzahara in a good way. That's how he begins this parable. Now, the Alter Rebbe was writing in a time when many people followed paths of the Musa of the Kabbalah. It's before the Musa movement of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. But there's the Musa of the Kabbalah, what they call in English asceticism. People denied themselves a lot of things, fasted a lot. And so he then goes on to a discussion of that issue. The idea that if there is pain, there's something positive or gloom. But we'll skip this passage. But basically what he's saying here is we have to be in simcha. But the problem is, how can we be in simcha if chas v'shalom, a person has problems? So let's go to the next column. V'hine eitzah hayu'utza. This is on Lamed Gimel. Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph. V'hine eitzah hayu'utza. Now the advice that can be given. L'tahe liboy mikol eitzev. To purify one's heart of any kinds of gloom, the nidnud daiga, and any scrap of worry, mimile da olma, of worldly things that a person might worry about. Now, a lot of the things that a person might worry about would seem sometimes, you know, you could say it's not a real worry, don't it? It's not a real worry. But there are real worries as well. Now these are real legitimate worries. Children, chayi, health, mezoini, panosa. These are genuine things to worry about. Brexit is not a thing to worry about. Or for some people it might be in practical terms. But there are real worries and less real worries. And he says even if it's real worries. Now, Muda zois the call. Everyone knows. Maimer Razal, what the Chachomim say. Kashem shemavarech al atoiva. Just as a person benches Hashem for good, so he should bench Hashem even if it's not good. Upirshu Gemara, and it explains in the Gemara lekabuli besimcha.
The reason why it doesn't write, why they printed and write kach levochan al aruach,
that's how the Alter Rebbe wrote it. He didn't want to mention the bad. So the Pirshu b'Gemara lekibuli b'simcha, to accept the tzoras chas v'shalom with simcha, k'moy simcha hatoiva hanigles v'nires, like visible simcha ki gamzu l'toiva, for this also is for good. Now, we're going to come back to the Tanya in a minute, but let's just first understand which Gemara he's talking about. Everyone knows it, probably. It's in Brochas, in Perik Haroya, Perik Chi, and it's Samach on the base. First of all, in the Mishnah earlier on, is what he says, that Kashem Shemavarech al HaToiva, Kach Mavarech al HaRa. And so, what does the Gemara explain? My chayev levorech al haro. What does it mean? A person has the duty to bench God for the bad. Kashem shemavorech al hatoiva, just as he benches God for good.
The idea is there's no such thing as bad for the bench.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. Now, so the Gemara asks, should I say he makes exactly the same bracha, atoiva meitiv, kach mevorech al haro, atoiva meitiv, v'hot nam, but we've learned in the Mishnah, al besuras toiva zoyma atoiva meitiv, when it's good news, we say atoiva meitiv, bad news, I'm a baruch deina emes. Right? So what is it? So what does it mean that you bless Hashem in the same way?
When you say deina emes, you also bless.
Well, that's true, yeah. But what does it mean, kashem? You could say, this is the bracha for that, and this is the bracha for this. But what does it mean, kashem? So, Amar Rav, loy nitzricha. No, this is what it is. Likbulineu basimcha. To receive thee, that's what he's quoting in Tanya, slightly different word. To receive these tzaras, whatever they are, basimcha. Now, how can we do this? Amar Rabbi Yachim, Shum Rabbi Levi, Mikra. So now comes a number of different psukim which bring out this point. Chesed u mishpat ashira, kindness, chesed, and mishpat, which is just judgment, din, ashira l'Hashem, I will sing as a meira. I will sing to Hashem, I will sing, I will rejoice. Im chesed ashira, if it's kindness, I will sing, v'im mishpat ashira, and if it's judgment, I will sing. That's one pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmani Omer Mehocha, he says from a different pasuk. Ba Hashem ha'alel dova, belokim ha'alel dova. If it comes from Hashem, which is midas ha'chesed, and if it comes from Elokim, which is midas ha'gvura, nonetheless, I'm going to praise Hashem. So, ba Hashem ha'alel dova, zu midat toiva, belokim ha'alel dova, zu midas peronius. So whether it's from Hashem, whether it's Chesed, whether it's Midas Peronius from Elokim, Rabbi Tanchum has his own favorite psukim. Koitz Yeshua says, "So uveshem Hashem ekra." I lift up my cup, which is a cup of Yeshua. In other words, everything is going well, and I thank God. But now, in the same capital, Tilim, Tzara v'yogin emtza. So even if it's a miserable thing that's happening, nonetheless, I call on Hashem's name. Another pasuk, which comes from Sefer Iyov. Hashem nosam, v'Hashem lokach. Hashem gave, and Hashem took. Yihi shem Hashem mevoirach, may the name of Hashem be blessed. Omer Rav Hun, Omer Rav, Meshum Rabbi Meir. V'chein tonu mishmeide Rabbi Akiva, lo oilom ye odom rogu loima, a person should have the custom to say always, kol da avid rachmono, letav avid. Whatever Hashem does, it's for good. And then it brings the whole story of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who was going, and they wouldn't let him stay in the town, and he had a chicken, and he had a donkey, and a rooster, and the rooster was killed, and the donkey was eaten up by a lion, and he was in the fields, and everything that happened bad, he said, "Kol da avid rachmanu letav avid." In the end, there was a listim who came and attacked the town, and it was a terrible thing, and Baruch Hashem, he was saved. So that's the way the Gemara looks at it, and the Maharsha points out that the story of Nochem Ish Gamzu and his, which is in Tainis, the whole story of Gamzu the Toiva and the where I had to go with a box of jewels to the emperor and so on. So it could have fit over here, but what's better about Rabbi Akiva is that Rabbi Akiva focuses on Hashem. Nochem Ish Gamzu says, Gamzu the Toiva, whatever happens is for good. And Rabbi Akiva says, whatever Hashem does is certainly good. So that's the Gemara background. Now let's have a look and see how Tanya may open up the gate, since last week was Lag BaOmer, the Yotzad of Rashbi, the whole idea of Pnimius HaTorah. Let's see if we can get an extra dimension from Pnimius HaTorah, about this. So let's just go. We're now from the words Vehine Eitza Yutza. Let's go down five lines. Ki Gam Zula Toiva. Right? From Vehine Eitza Yutza to the middle of the line. Ki Gam. So we should be happy. Lukibuli Basimcha. Kumoy Simcha Satoiva Niglis Veniris. As if it were a visible good. Ki gam zula toiva, because this is also good. Rak she'ena niglis v'niris le'ena basa. The only thing is, it's not visible to human eyes. Now, why isn't it visible to human eyes? Ki hi me'alma de'iskasim. Because it comes from the hidden realm. Shalamaila me'alma de'iskalia, which is higher than the revealed realm. Now, we have to try to understand that the background of everything that happens in the world is a hashvah coming from Hashem Yisborach. And that hashvah comes through the name Yudkei Vavkei. And the higher level of that name, Yudkei, is the Alma Diskasya, the hidden realm. And the lower level, which is Vavkei, is the Alma Diskalya, is the revealed realm. So that aspect, which is the Alma Diskalya, Shuhu Vavkei Mishem Avaya Baruch Hu. The revealed realm, the revealed world, that is the lower letters of the name, Vavke, in the name Yudke Vavke. The Alma de Iskas Yehu Yudke, whereas the higher realm is Yudke. So in other words, the Hashvah that comes from Vavke, which is a lower level of Hashvah, which is something that's a lower level of Hashvah, however, if we're able to appreciate it and we feel that it's tangibly good and we're very happy and we make a brocha toiva meitiv and everything is very good. But if it comes from the higher level, from Yudkei of Shem Havaya, then it's from a hidden realm and we don't appreciate it as good. We don't see it as good. It might be a negative thing that we have to say, Rachman Litzlom, we have to say the brocha, is only shvissen, Daina Emes. But it is something that is actually coming from Hashem. And it's coming not only from Hashem, it's coming from a higher level, it's a greater level of closeness to Hashem. We, with our flesh, we can't appreciate that. But it's coming from a higher level. Happy is the person that Yudkei is afflicting him. And so the Chachamim said, Ki hasmechim b'yesurim. Those who, when chas v'shalom yesurim happen to them, but they actually take it in this pneumistic way, and they see this as a connection with Hashem, a deeper connection with Hashem. Aleim akosav oimer, about them it says, V'oyavov katzeis Hashemesh b'gvurosoy. Those who love Hashem, it's like the sun coming out in all its brightness. Ki hasimcha hi, why are they so happy? Hasimcha hi ma'avosoy kirvas Hashem. They love the feeling of closeness to Hashem. Yoisem mikol chai oilem hazeh. More than life in this world. So the fact that these Yisurim, Rachman Litzlon, have come to the person, he knows this is a closeness to Hashem, and he prefers the closeness to Hashem to the Gashmi Digachayas in this world. Kidichsiv ki toiv chastecho michayim. Your chesed Hashem, your love is better than life, the goyma. The kivus Hashem, he beyesa seisu maila en kates, and the closeness to Hashem is much, much higher. Ba'alma de iskasya, in the hidden realm, kishom chevyon uzoy, because there is the hiding place of Hashem's greatness. V'yoshev b'seisa kelyon, Hashem dwells in the hidden realm. Va'alkein zoicha. So now that's a very paradoxical thing, that the greatness of Hashem is concealed and we come closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka in a situation which is Rachmon Litzlon, a negative situation. Now, of course, this doesn't mean that we want, God forbid, it should be negative situations. We want that there should be revealed God good here in this world. But Toma, if it does happen, that at that moment something negative is happening, we should be able to see that this is really Kirvas Hashem. And my understanding of the story about the Alter Rebbe Leining, the Teuchacha, is that for the Alter Rebbe, he could see all those klalos in a spiritual term. It's expressing the great closeness of Hashem to us in the time of Golos. That the Pasha this week, B'chukoisai, it's telling us so many klalos, and yet it's all an expression of Hashem's love to us and closeness to us, even though it comes in a way which is completely hidden, and it just seems disaster after disaster, God forbid. V'al kein zoichet et seis Hashemesh b'gvurosei la'osei lovoi. And so therefore, the person who's sameach b'yisurim in this way, then the osid lovoi, he will be able to experience the sun coming out in its gvura in the future. Shehi yitzias chama menateko, what the Gemara speaks about, the sun coming out of its sheath. Shehi mechusam boi ba'olam hazeh, the sun is concealed in this sheath, in this world. Ula osid tizkalim mikisluya, and in the future it will be revealed from that sheath. Dahainu she'oz yizkale alma de iskasya. That means the realm which is now hidden, it will be revealed. V'yizrach v'yoye begilu rav, and it'll shine with a tremendous gilui v'otzum, amazing. L'chol hachoisim boy ba'olam hazeh, to everyone who's sheltered in Hashem's dark radiance in this world, umistoyfefim betziloi, and they took shelter in the shadow, Hashem's shadow, itzel hachochma. The shadow of Chochmah, shehu bechinas tzeil. It's the quality of shadow. V'loy oira v'toyva nires. It's not revealed light. It's shadow. That realm of concealment. And those who take shelter in that realm of concealment and feel the closeness to Hashem, la'osid lovoi, that will be a tremendous, tremendous gilui to them. Now in this Perek, it goes on in a very interesting way about a person being depressed, not about physical things, but about spiritual things. And that goes on to the next page and the next Perek. The whole idea of a person being depressed about averes he might have done, bad habits he's got now, and the Alter Rebbe gives counsel to him. But I want to keep on the focus of Gashmadiga problems. So now, one of the things that the Gemara quoted, Hashem nosan v'Hashem lokach. Hashem gave and Hashem took. Yehi shem Hashem b'vorach, may the name of Hashem be blessed. Now that, of course, is from Sefer Iyov. And so I'd just like to speak a little bit about Sefer Iyov. Sefer Iyov, there are a number of different opinions. I think it's in Baba Basra, in the first parak, talking about who wrote Sefer Iyov. And one of the opinions is that it is written by Moshe Rabbeinu. Iyov was alive in Canaan. And just when the Meraglim went, he passed away. Rashi mentions that's why they were Eretz Ocheles Yeshvea, and thought the Meraglim, but actually Hashem worked it out for good, that they would all be busy with Eov's funeral. And not only that, Eov was Hayesh Bo'et, when Moshe says to the Meraglim, see if there's a tree. So Rashi says, is there any tzaddik protecting them? And that was Iyov. And Iyov now passed away so that Bnei Yisrael could come and conquer Eretz Canaan. But now let's look a little bit at the whole inyan of Iyov. So Iyov, he's a person, we know the basic story, he's a righteous man, he's not Jewish, and so all in the context of the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. And he worships Hashem, and he's concerned that his children should worship Hashem as well. And so Hashem says to the Sotan, to the Midas Adin, the accuser, look at what a wonderful servant I have, Iyov. And the Sotan says, this is all because you've given him such good things, so it's not for nothing that he praises you. See what happens if you take everything away. So Hashem puts Iyov in the hands of the Sotan, and in one day, very dramatic, he loses everything, all his great wealth, Rachman Litzlon, his children, and he and his wife are left. And he says, Hashem no san, va Hashem no kach, yihi shem Hashem avoda. Hashem gave, and Hashem took. May Hashem be blessed. Now, so then Hashem says to the Sultan, you see, you made me swallow up eel for nothing. The Sultan says, Kol Hashem ish yitin ba'av nashroi. A person will give anything just for himself. You haven't actually afflicted him. That's you've taken away his possessions, even Rachman Litzlan, his children, but he is still whole and healthy. Attack him. So Hashem sent him a terrible itching disease. And so now he's got this terrible itching disease, and he's scratching himself with a piece of clay. And his wife says to him, are you still holding on to your purity? Borech Elokim v'mus. Bless Hashem and die, meaning obviously the opposite of bless. He says to her, you're speaking like a stupid people. Should we only receive good from Hashem? But not the bad. So he's saying, look, whether Hashem sends me good or bad, we should accept everything. But he's beginning to waver. And then his friends come, and his friends are very shocked. And then comes the next peric in the same peric, he curses the day he was born. And Yovod Yoimi Voled Boy, may the day I was born be destroyed, be lost. The night when they said a boy is born, that day should be darkness. Hashem shouldn't think of it. It's a terrible thing. He's cursing the day he was born. In other words, Hashem should never have created me to have so much suffering. Now the discussion with his friends goes on through the whole Sefer Iyov. It's very, very well worth learning Iyov, I must say. A very amazing Sefer. An Israeli artist once came to me. He wanted to paint a series of paintings on Sefer Iyov. So he wanted to discuss Sefer Iyov, and then he was going to paint a series of paintings expressing that. I don't know how it eventually came true. Now, a lot of very interesting things are said by the Chaverim of Iyov in the discussion. One is that they say to him, look, if these bad things happen to you, it must be you're not so good after all. So in English, there's a phrase, Job's comforters. That's a person who's giving a nechama, and the way the nechama works, it makes them feel even worse than before. And it's also brought in Chazal, the same concept, not to be like the friends of Iyov, which make the person feel even more depressed. But they also said some good things. That Iyov says, I'm innocent. So one of the friends says to him, you're innocent. Gam shamayim lo zaku lefano. Before Hashem, even the heavens are not pure. Uva malochav yosim ta'ala. And among his malochim, that Hashem causes confusion. The malochim are imperfect. The sky is impure. Hashem is infinite purity. What human being can say, I'm innocent? A person can feel whatever happens to him. Kumt mir. That's v'chotosi negdi somit. Whatever it is, there are different levels of avera. There was a great rebbe once, and then at a certain point while he was davening shachris, he got into such a chayas, such an enthusiasm. For a moment, he forgot that he was wearing tefillin. That's because for him, wearing tefillin was something that's to feel the whole time. And at that moment he forgot. So by him, that was a chet. So they say no one is pure. Now, we then come towards the end of the Sefer. Vayan Hashem es Iyov min ha'sa'ora. Hashem answers Iyov from the storm wind. And he says to him, what are you saying? Do you know how the world was created? Were you there when I created the world? And in all beautiful dramatic imagery, it explains how the world was set up by Hashem. You don't know anything. So Eov responds, everything that anyone... So then, Eov answers Hashem and he says, you're quite right. Hein kaloisi, I've said the wrong thing. How can I respond to you? Yodi samti lemoifi, I put my hand to my mouth. I shouldn't have spoken. Now we would think that that's the end of the story. But interestingly, it's not. Hashem goes on with another perek about how great Hashem is. Hashem speaks about livyosan and all kinds of things. You can't realize what it means that the greatness of Hashem. And so then Eov comes to another statement. He says, oh, now I know ato kol yuchal. Yodaiti kichol tuchol. You can do everything. For Hashem, all things are possible. V'lo yibotzim imchom zima. Nothing is impossible for Hashem. Now, it's interesting looking at these two positions of Eov. Now, that is the like climax of the book. And then Hashem benches Eov. He davens for his friends. Hashem tells him. Or tells the friends, Eov's going to daven for you because you did not speak as well as Eov, and he davens for them, and the friends give him money, and other people give him money. Anyone who gave him a coin was misbarach, and then all his wealth came back double, and even he had double as many children, and everything was very happy. But what are these two stages in Eov's thinking? Now, for that, I turn to a sicha of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, which talks about the difference in emunah and bitachon. Emunah is something bad has happened, but the person has emunah in Hashem, and they say, no, Hashem is great, we can't understand Hashem, you know, he's Shem Hashem, what can we do? You know, bitachon is a person saying, Hashem is called Yochel. Hashem can do anything. It is going to be good. Trach good is red zayn good. And he knows Hashem is going to look after him, but Gashmias in a positive way. It's not only going to be a hidden good, it's going to be a revealed good. So Be'ezras Hashem Yitzbarach, for us and the whole of Klal Yisrael, it should be a revealed good and a revealed simcha. And we should be able, with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, now mamash, we should be able to see the gilui of the reason. The Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote in a letter to the president of Israel, the Nossi at that time. And he wrote to him saying, I'm sorry, I can't call you Nossi, because there's only one Nossi for Am Yisrael. And in the time of Mashiach, we will see what it means in Nossi. And the Rebbe then adds, since I was a Cheder Yingel, since I was a child in Cheder, I yearned for Mashiach. Why? In order to see what is the reason for all the terrible tzoras and shmodos that our Am Yisrael have gone through over the many, many generations. So, and then we will see that it will all be revealed that this is something from the Alma Discasio, which is actually the highest level of good.
Good morning. Thank you very much. Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful.